The three local rookies competing in this year's K300 have all been running dogs for years, but this will be their first time running a 300 miler. K300 board president and race founder Myron Angstman says he can think of a reason why they signed up this year.
The small field, the temptation to get in the 300 is higher because the purse money pays out to 20 and there's only 16 teams, so they're assured of winning a decent purse if they go around the trail, no matter how long it takes them.
Angstman says there haven't been as many local mushers in recent years because of the kind of resources it takes to train for a longer race and the monetary stakes involved. So when local mushers have to pick between the K300 or the local sprint races that are usually all on the same weekend, they'll opt for the shorter races where they'll be more competitive. But this year, local mushers have been given the gift of choice. They've also gotten more training time in. This season, not only did winter come earlier, but the K300 is happening later.
We've had a lot more snow this year, and that's good for training.
That was Louis Pavela of Queethluck. He's one of the three local rookies competing in the K300. Pavela is the father of 17-year-old local wunderkind Jason. Jason's mostly been the one running their dogs the last few years, and he's good. He won this season's opener and 2019's Bogus Creek. But Lewis says his son isn't quite ready for a 300-mile race. He says he hopes that by running the race himself, he can gain some insights to help his son train for it in the future. And Pavela has decades of experience. He's a 4-time Bogus Creek 150 champ. But this is still his first 300-miler.
Oh, I am nervous. I've been nervous for the past, since I applied for the race.
K300 rookie but lifetime mushing veteran Father Alexander Larson of Nebuskiak says he's nervous too.
Excited, nervous, and some days I'm like, what am I doing?
He says he doesn't expect to win, but that's okay.
I'm not going to be competitive to run this. I'm just going to go around and try my best.
He was in first position for much of last month's Bogus Creek 150, but was ultimately defeated by experienced longer distance racers, including both the Kaisers and race champ Richie Deal. His chance at doing well may hinge on his ability to rein in his dogs.
I know when to sprint, how to sprint dogs. I did that and I won all the local races. But, you know, with the longer distance runs, you got to have patience.
The third local rookie, Nate DeHaan, may just have the patience to go slow and steady.
Our dogs aren't very fast, so.
He said the longer the race, the better they've done. And his strategy will be to take a lot of breaks.
My goal is just to get her on the course and not necessarily very fast. So we'll probably be taking breaks in every checkpoint.
None of the local rookies have ever run anything longer than 150 miles. But most of them have been thinking about the K300 for a long time.
That's nice to see some teams that we've expected to take part for many years, some of them. And they're finally in it now, and I hope they stay in the future.
Myron Angstman also said it was the original intention of the K300 to keep up the mushing tradition in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. And with 7 out of 16 competitors being local, it would seem to be alive and well indeed. In Bethel, I'm Olivia Eberts.